So good evening everyone, this is the Candy Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we got Shriram here as our co-host today. So today we'll be discussing about a theory called as simulation theory. So like where we will be discussing about the general, you know, all the humans and our surroundings and the happenings in our surroundings. So like we will speak about how we are kind of in a simulated world. So like everything and everything around us is like kind of already, you know, under control, and it is predefined, or like this is supposed to happen and this is supposed to happen. So like each and everything is kind of simulated. So like that is we are going to discuss about in today's episode. So like to give a very general you know, definition about this is, now all the humans and all our surroundings and everything, each and everything around us kind of is already, you know, under control of certain kind of you know, people. So mm-hmm. like we all actions we do, each and everything in our mm-hmm. day-to-day life is kind of you know, simulated. So like we are in a simulated world. So like that is kind of the layman kind of definition mm-hmm. to this topic. So to understand better about this topic, you can see the series of you know, Westworld. So like where each and every action of the particular place called Westworld is predefined, or like is under the control of some people. So that you can see to what we discuss in today's topic is most probably very similar to the series Westworld. Yeah.
So as Krishna told, so I think the very first question, or like the very first kind of like the seed which was actually sown basically on the idea of simulation theory was done by a scientist called Nick Bostrom. So there are various assumptions to this theory which he put forward. To put it into very simple terms, I guess one of the most fundamental assumptions to believe that there is actually a simulation theory would be that us humans, or the human generation, has to have survived at some point in the future, right? Because if we take an assumption that perhaps all of the humans died due to an extinction, there is no post-human generation. There is no future generation who's going
so
to actually
stimulate.
So
you're bringing in the future and the past, right?
Exactly. Like that's how I'm going to be talking.
Any kind of a time travel kind of theory.
Idea, basically. So going to be jumping between the present and the future. So if there is no future generation exist due to some sort of extinction or calamity, entirety of this theory falls apart. So I'm going to avoid that assumption for a minute, and I'm going to pretend that the future generation does exist. Post-humans are much more intelligent than us. All of these assumptions kind of come under the umbrella of talking about this topic, I guess. So the very first thing, so any layman or any general person who try to ask me, why do you believe in this? What's the fundamental basis of this? So the very fundamental idea comes from a fact called consciousness in human beings. We've already talked about this in an entire episode as well. So again, consciousness is something which is very fickle, right? Like, we've been trying to understand our brain for such a long time. It is a very, very complex mechanism. We've never been able to fully understand our brains. And consciousness is just one of those aspects where we clearly don't understand how we feel things. Like, aspect of feeling things, touching things, etc., etc., has always been a mystery. So this is where this kind of takes place. Simulation theory, this is where it kicks in. So people say that whatever you feel or anything you feel in this world is basically simulated. So if you touch something, that is simulated. If you think about something, that is simulated. So basically all of your consciousness as a whole is basically simulated. So if you take that part of an aspect into consideration, whatever you do in this world is basically simulated. Like anything, for that instance, if you go to your job, like your entirety of your life kind of seems like a simulation. That's where this kind of like this fundamental idea of argument came by. So now moving on to the next question. So let's make the assumption that we are indeed simulated. But now, to simulate such a big environment with so many human beings, such vast complex figures, so many planetary bodies, so many natural phenomena going in the world, how do you do that? Because all of this would take so much of memory, so much of computer space, you would probably need an immensely very big computer. And again, this is where some people feel the theory falls apart, because virtually nothing can exist. You cannot create such a big environment with so many features, with so many intricacies, and a computer cannot just handle it. So this is where people kind of bring in another aspect. So there has to be some sort of a device or something which powers the computer. It has to be some sort of a quantum computer, for example, because quantum computers generally have stored tons and tons and tons and tons of memory. So again, where do you derive power for these quantum computers? Because you have to assume in the future that the humans are very well developed to actually be able to build these sort of computers and power up these sort of computers. So this, what I'm about to tell you right now, is actually just a just a creative idea. This has actually not been implemented. So there's something called as a Dyson sphere. So in very simple layman terms, a Dyson sphere is basically some sort of a construction around a star. So let's take any sort of a star, for example. If you basically make a construct and some sort of an apparatus to surround the star and harvest its radiation energy, that's a Dyson sphere. And this Dyson sphere is said to have produced, basically it will produce enormous amounts of energy, and this amount of energy can indeed power up a quantum computer of that scale. So there has to be an idea or something called as a Dyson sphere. And there's something called as a Matryoshka ball as well, which basically means a couple of Dyson spheres are coupled together. So what I'm kind of trying to tell at the end of the day is that you need extraordinary amount of energy to power such a computer to simulate such environments like this. So that's what I'm kind of coming to tell right now.
And you know, I have many questions to ask to you regarding this topic. So like, as you told now, so like we need a very big amount of space or like a very advanced computer to kind of simulate a large environment like our, not only our world, so like entire universe, so entire Milky Way galaxy. So like, I don't think, you said we are being simulated by some mechanism, so like computers or so. So like computers in the sense, I don't think, or like how do you think it may be a computer or it may be any other device, right? So like,
but
any other device. But and also moving on to the next fact is that you told that we are controlled by the future. So like humans should have been surveyed in the future. So like to control us. So like, what I say, my theory is that there is, you know, apart from the future and past theory, so like some, you know, upper power is there above us. So like who kind of simulate us, so like each and every action. So like our topic, so like about simulation theory, so like each and everything around us is simulated by the upper power. So like whom we term it as God. So like that may be also a kind of an explanation to this, you know.
Okay, that's, I think, understandable to a certain extent. Okay, so again, so it's kind of very hard to discuss on that side of the idea, right? Because like the existence of that higher power is so, it's very difficult to kind of put it into pictures.
Yeah, I
like,
say the person who simulates is termed as God, I think. Yeah.
Again, so
he is the creator, he decides everything. So like we term it as God.
Okay, that's fair, I guess. That's a very fair kind of an assumption. But again, so again, that kind of depends upon the person's individual perspective, right? That is not kind of like a universally acceptable idea, because again, some people are agnostic, some people are atheists. So that kind of an aspect or that kind of thinking generally is not accepted everywhere. So, okay, but even that could be a possibility. Again, we don't know anything about this. So any of this could be a possibility. But again, an higher power or some sort of a being called God could be able to, could control all of us. Maybe. So yeah, that's also a possibility. And again, to the previous thing which you tried to ask me, whether only computers are able to, like, why does it only have to be computers, right?
Any sort of device, yeah.
It could be any sort of device, you're right. It could even be some sort of virtual reality device. Even right now, we are kind of living in a, slowly getting into this extremely big trend of
but
VR.
Sadly, we don't know what kind of device it
is. Again, it could be potentially anything, but considering the current trends, because we people are more and more interested into living lives longer, I suppose. So we would like to find alternative ways by which we can do that. And virtual reality, like basically, that kind of grants you some sort of an idea, or basically is a very good solution for you to basically have immortality. You just upload, probably we would be just video games in somebody's virtual reality game controller. It could be as simple as that. You could be a character in someone's game, I could be a character in someone's game. All of this could just be a game.
Yeah, our life is a game. Yeah.
That's it, in literal sense again. So again, so that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that it need not be a computer, because post-human generations or post-humans might be very, very intelligent. They might have, they will probably be gods to us. Because let's take a very simple comparison. If I compare myself and an ant lives an ant's life. So it does not understand how the humans live. So the ant does not know how to have fun. The ant does not know how to, like, it only knows to survival. That's what it knows. So we would be the same sort of, we would be looked upon by the similar way by the post-human generations. Because they would be so intelligent, they'd be running simulations all around the world. Probably in parallel universes, again, that's a whole different thing. But again, so we would probably, post-humans would not be able to understand us. Just like how we are not able to understand them
now. Yeah, this is the topic where, you know, free will and, you know, consciousness kind of kick in. So like, yeah, we can connect it with...
fairly. That's yeah, very actually very this, close yeah. connection again. Free will and... Again, free will is...
I can do anything, right? So like I can do anything of my will. So that that my action depends upon my consciousness. So like, it is all interlinked, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, so again, one of the historians told me, I really forgot his name. So I think therefore I am. I think you heard of this. There is a very, this guy, this quote was actually told by a very famous person. I literally forgot his name. So again, if you do not want to believe in this theory, this kind of quote makes a lot of sense. I think therefore I am. So what that means, that basically means is that whatever I see is the truth. So if whatever I feel is the truth. So you convince yourself that whatever your, basically your entire environment is true, just because you can feel it. So
yeah, speaking about that, speaking about the belief, it completely depends upon what we perceive, I think, suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And what we perceive kind of, depends upon what we kind of look for. So like, for what we are going,
mm-hmm.
what we are looking. So our need, our necessity. So our necessity depends upon what we kind of like, or like,
mm-hmm.
what we kind of, believe it is true. So like, what we perceive at the end of the day, I am trying to say, is what we perceive depends on what we kind of believe is true, and what we believe is true is kind of something that is we believe. So
mm-hmm.
This is all upon each and every one of us. So like, how we see this theory, or like, do we believe, or like, what we believe true is something that we kind of consider as
mm-hmm.
reality. Yeah.
So again, I guess what you told was, like, if you do not want to delve too much into the topic, what you told is pretty much the simplest conclusion. You choose to believe whatever you see, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Okay, you want to live a normal life, that's all good. But sometimes, people who generally like to think, basically, because that's how great ideas and great inventions were born. Like, people generally tend to think out of the box, or something unconventional way of thinking, and that's what this is. And this theory is like disregarded and like hated on by a very large amount of scientific community. Because again, the scientific community hates anything which does not have
proof. And I wonder how, not only us, and but also the scientists first come across this theory. What made them to think that we are in a simulation? I don't know the exact answer for this. Yeah.
I guess it is just like, you just wake up one day, you have this kind of like this itching notion that, okay, like, and I think that connects very close to the purpose of your life. Because none of us know our purpose of life, because even 90, 80 year old people, even very old people generally do not understand what's the meaning of life. Again, that is kind of like the point, I guess. There is no purpose to your life, I guess. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, if you are in a simulation, you're just a simulated character.
Yeah, we are born, we work, we kind of age, and we
technically
are
speaking, our life and the ant's life is exactly the same thing in terms of the future generations. We are just a simulation running around, just trying to survive, just trying to have something called fun. So again, this is all very existential in a very big point of view. Sometimes I wonder that maybe one day, basically death is just exiting out of your simulation, Because just one day you actually die, and you wake up and the post-human generations look at you, they remove you. So how was the experience? I always think about things like this, and it's such a very curious and fascinating.
Yeah, like Westworld,
Yeah, something like Westworld. So eventually the characters in the actual Westworld tree realize that they are indeed in a simulation. There's no free will. So I guess majority of the stuff is some we've talked about, I guess, like why, what, when, like I think a lot of aspects of this have been discussed, I suppose. So I guess that'll be the end of this episode, guys. So thank you so much for listening to it. So regarding the YouTube side of things, please like the video, share, and also comment on what is your opinion about this. Because I'm really, really curious to see what other perspectives people bring to the table, because this is such a vast array of topics, such a wide array. So there are variety of opinions which could kind of make sense of it. So again, please drop your opinion
and
or something in the comment section.
We also kind of introduce the reels and shorts to our, content deliverance. So like, your comment or your feedback will keep on motivating us to do future videos. So
mm-hmm.
like, we know that at least one person is listening to us. So like, we don't know whether he likes or not. So like, the true opinion. So like, you don't have to be, always encouraging, or like, you don't have to give a positive kind of a feedback.
Mm-hmm.
If and suppose, so like, what do you feel, you can freely express in the comment section.
That's the point.
So like, so that we will come to know what you think, and you can also suggest us various topics. So like, speaking about this, we will have a direct interaction with you, with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you can give your views on the comment section, or like, speaking about this, we have created our the you know, group of clubhouse. So like we have given the link in the description. So go please and go and check it out. And if more members kind of join the clubhouse, you know, group, so like we can start a session and have, you know, conversation with our viewers.
Yeah.
So like that will be very great, and we will also come to know what are the topics we kind of want to explore and discuss about. So your opinion at the end of the day is kind of very important for us. And yeah, speaking about each and every social media platform, Instagram or like in you know, in YouTube or like, you know, on Spotify. So like we are trying to deliver our best in each and every platform, and we are kind of focusing more on the, you know, promotion activities. And we want to know whether this all works out, or like we will know that we are going towards the right path only by getting your feed, collecting your feedbacks and your comments. So feel free to, you know, express your views on the comment section. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. So we have given every link in the description, and go check it out. And so we'll meet in another episode. So thank you so much.
Thank you.